Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
The boy stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
En el campo helado, con tu pollera usada por los años, que baile en el viento del altiplano, arrean ovejitas a la cordillera. Para luchar contra esta vida dura, solo te ayudará linda hoja de coca. Mamita linda, tus ojeras son el orgullo de la Pachamama. Mamita está rezando por la tierra, hasta la luna se queda muda y habla de la lluvia y el sol, ¿dónde estarán tus sueños perdidos? Mamita está rezando por la tierra, hasta la luna se queda muda y habla de la lluvia y el sol, ¿dónde estarán tus sueños perdidos? Formado en tus pies rajados por la helada, vientre tus senos son arrugados como la tierra que ha dado tanto fruto. A pesar de esta vida que es tan dura, tu cuerpo resplandece de este amor que solamente las madres tienen. Mamita linda, te amo y te adoro. Te vas bailando en tu altiplano como una estrella guaraguarita. La luna refleja tus trenzas negras tejidas con hilos de plata. Te vas bailando en tu altiplano como una estrella guaraguarita. La luna refleja tus trenzas negras tejidas con hilos de plata. Ay, la, 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 la. Thank you.
Echó rumbo a su casa en el sur, descargó su equipaje de más, el saber lo llevaba con él. El propósito de descubrir la enraizada injusticia sin fin lo llevó a la determinación de desgarrar de la tierra el dolor. Nuestra raza, la lengua ancestral, Camaruco, Purrungui, Yatún, el Kimún,
la machi mineral,
el entorno, la vida, la cosmovisión. Desde lo alto está bajando, baja el amor de la mamá, el currún de sus hijos, los hijos del viento, la vida y el sol. La vida en mi raza, se enciende la vida, el amor de la Mapu, Yuquema, pues la vida, Yuquema, pues la vida, nuestra tierra es la de. Que quemó la mentira, mijo.
Que nos junten las ganas de ir contra el reino al fusil, que sigue aniquilando, entrando a mi casa, violando, matando de codicia su ira. Es mapuche el suelo que pisas, mis hijos, los hijos que pisas.
Se acaba tu risa
de cobre pintada,
esto le da tu risa.
Nuestra tierra, 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 nu
es tarde en esta edad para un principio. Y sin embargo este es mi sentimiento. Aquí una vez como otras veces salgo a cantar o a morir, aquí comienzo. Y no hay fuerzas que puedan silenciarme, salvo la triste magnitud del tiempo y su aliada la muerte con su alado.
That was Iyapu all the way from Chile, man. Yes, well, this week not much has been going on apart from they talk about a ceasefire in Palestine, and so far people it was reported that a few raids into Palestine, into the Gaza Strip by the IDF, you know, the Zionist forces, have killed more people. They keep killing people. So what's this ceasefire for? You know, people were coming back, like returning to their homes, you know, thinking, well, maybe we can rescue something. And they were shot at, you know, bombed, you know, they were some of them were killed. And in the other hand, you heard Mr. Trump, you know, in the United States, you know, saying that what is the point in these Palestinians going back to their homeland, you know, and well, to their land, to their land. What's the point in them returning? Okay, returning. He never said their land because he's supporting the Zionist ideology. So, yeah, He said, what is the point in them coming back? There's nothing left for them. You know, what we're going to do here, we're going to rebuild the beautiful houses, a beautiful maybe a swimming pool, beautiful roads, beautiful this, beautiful that, you know, like nobody ever seen before in their lives. You know, yeah. He's a storyteller, you know. You remember that program, Jack and Ori? He should have been telling us stories, you know, all the time, you know, because he says, the way he goes around, he thinks he's talking to people, you know. People, of course he's talking to people, but people with no brain, I'm talking about. People who will go, oh my God, he's going to build a beautiful road. He's going to build a beautiful house. You know, everything is gorgeous and beautiful, whatever he puts his hands on. Because I'm the best president ever in the history of the world, you know, and I'm the best. So, and whoever solos that, man, it's really sad, you know, because it adds to racialism, you know, being racist, you know, because like this is all about getting the illegal immigrants out, but also some legal immigrants are being kicked out, you know. If they're going to do that, you know, be fair, kick out all the illegal invaders, you know, who took over the land from the natives, you know. That was illegal settlements, illegal laws. They invented laws, you know, so they can actually help themselves, you know, to the land, you know, and own the whole region of the United States of America, yeah? So, yeah, that is the sad thing, you know, and it's still going on, and we are watching the TV, and we go, oh, yeah, well okay, I'll sign the petition against this guy, I'll sign this, I'll sign that, you know, but there's nothing being done, you know, by the major agencies, you know, like human rights agencies, you know, human rights agencies, you know, I think they got it all wrong, you know, unless it's being manipulated, you know, by the Zionist regimes, you know, and the United States of America, you know. The human rights thing, you know, like telling Bukele, you know, that he's violating human rights, you know, by treating the people who actually were killing his country, his people, every day, without hesitation, just shooting them, killing babies, kids, you know, killing everything that moved because they wanted the money. They wanted money. That was called the Maras. Now they've been put in prison, most of them. They're still looking for the rest of them because Bukele wants to get rid of all of them. But instead of giving them Wi-Fi, a nice mattress, nice TV, nice access to telephone, nice food, you know, he's making them pay for the crimes they committed. Some of them have been sentenced to years and years in prison. They will never leave prison. Okay, so therefore, you know, human rights, they go, oh my God, whoa, we have to go there and defend these people because they've got rights too. When they were out, when they had a gun in their hand, when they pointed that gun to some woman's head because she couldn't pay the bloody money that they were asking for, extortion money, and they shot her in front of her own children, where were her rights to live? What did she do wrong? Now the children, they were looking, they saw that. Obviously, they would recognize the guy who did it, so they show the kids too. So all these little situations, you know, that I'm mentioning right now, you know, this is what El Salvador was. El Salvador was the number one country, most dangerous country in the world. In the world, like once in the 70s, Bangladesh was the poorest country in the world. It was the poorest country in the world. El Salvador, the most violent country in the world. The most violent, not one of them, no, the most violent country in the world. Now, it is the safest country in the continent, and could say like almost in the world. Because of the moves, because of the program, because of the projects, you know, that Bukele has set out to do, you know, He could be the right wing, left wing, middle wing, whatever wing he is, he's doing good, you know. And people now are walking down the streets, you know, with no problems, you know, no worries, you know. They're being kidnapped or being shot at, you know. Children are playing in the playgrounds again. They've gone back to the playgrounds. Everything's back to normal, to how a nation, a country should be. So, yeah. There we go. Human rights. Oh yeah, because the treating being treated like animals, you know. Well, human rights. You know, I think your the name is beautiful, human rights. But you did good jobs, you know, in the past. You know, some good jobs, not always good, because in 1982. The Zionist regime were condemned 11 times by the United Nations, you know, and Human Rights Commission. 11 times the Zionists were condemned for invading the Gaza Strip. I had a big poster, a big massive poster in my bedroom. And the number of times that they've been condemned, you know, for doing that, by the United Nations and by the Human Rights Commission. And what's it been done? Eh? You see what I mean? I'm laughing because it's a laughable thing. It's a laughable. They laugh. They. It's like a circus, you know. It's a charade, you know. They, oh yeah, we go there, and darling, you know, can you iron my shirt because I've got to go to this conference in Belgium. You know, we're talking about this situation going on in the Middle East, you know, and people are being killed, you know. So we're gonna sort this thing out once and for all. Oh, yes, darling. And the guy goes away for 2 weeks at least, you know, conference, you know. And it's, and they talk, and nothing is being done. Oh, we signed these papers, you know, we signed this, we signed that. Action. That's what's needed, action, you know. Isolate the Zionists. They can't because they are controlled by the Zionists. And that is the thing. Zionism is around the world, you know. Zionism is controlling all, the media is controlling everything, you know. So that's why this guy said, oh, no, we cannot do that, you know. That's oh, yeah, they changed their name now. They call themselves Semitists. And the Semitists in Israel are anti-Zionists. Can you believe that? You know, their own people. It's like a dictatorship in the country, like, for example, in Chile, Pinochet, yeah. People will say, oh, yeah, Pinochet is a fascist, blah, blah, blah. But not calling the Chile a fascist country. They're calling the government of Pinochet fascist. Now we call it the Zionists, the government of Israel, Zionists. Because Semitists, it's a different thing. The Semite people, they are the true Jewish people. They stick to their rules, they stick to their religion, they stick to their faith. You know, they don't go around doing any damage, but the Zionists, you know, are the ones who are actually doing the damage. And they're damaging the religion, they're damaging the faith, and damaging the belief in the Jewish religion. And that is a bad thing, I'm afraid, you know. I'm a Christian because I came from a Christian family, Christian. But you know, all religions, they teach you good stuff. The religions are not there to teach you bad things and to kill and to destroy and you know, to maim, you know, to bomb people. No, I don't see any religion that does that. That's the book of evil who does that, who tells you, oh, yeah, you should go and kill those people there, you should go and bomb these people there, you should take their land, you should do this. If anybody finds a paragraph in any of the religious books, you know, that is because it's been played with, you know, it's been put in there. Not because the book of the religious book was written that way. Everything that you see, if you read, oh, yeah, read here. That it says that we can take the land, you know. Oh, yeah, they can take the land, you know, blah, 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 blah. But that is being put there because this, come on, guys. You know what I'm talking about, you know. So I'm not going to go on about it. So anyway, My compadre Checho, you know, like a charity begins at home. I'm looking out for him. You know, I'm going to go and see him again this Wednesday. Me and Quito, you know, we are all the three musketeers now. We were the 10 musketeers, you know, but they're all gone. They're all going away. Some of them have gone back to Chile. Some of them have gone back to another country. Some of them have gone up. Some of them gone down, probably. I don't know where they've gone, yeah, but some of them they've passed away, you know. So yes, we have to keep the relationship together, you know, and be strong, you know, with each other and support each other all the time. Like we should support everybody, you know, in general, you know. We should support the suffering of the people. You know, we support the people who suffer, who are being massacred, you know. And I read, you know, papers, you know, and sometimes I go, well, sometimes I'm always on Facebook right nowadays. And I read articles saying that people, oh, yeah, the 7th of October, you know, shouldn't have started this, the Hamas shouldn't have started this thing. People read, get informed, you know, maybe this thing is best for you to just forget about commenting. Read, go back to the past, you know, and start from the beginning, you know, and find out why this is happening right now. Why all these things happen, they have a past. When people say, oh, forget history. How can you forget history? Without history, we wouldn't be here. You know, history brought us to the present, you know? So do not say that. Don't ever say, oh, forget, it's just gone, it's just past. Because you still believe in that, in religion, you still believe in God, you still believe in Jesus Christ, and whatever your leader, religious leader is, you still believe in them, and they're not, maybe they're not with us, but they were in the past, and we rely on the past to help us to cope with the present, and that's what it is. Don't say that, don't ever say that. People have been saying that too often, you know, forget about this, you know, this happened. But we should learn, you know, you should learn from history and improve our standard of life, improve the wealth, and save Pachamama, save Mother Earth. That's the very important thing right now. And support the Palestinian people who are suffering, and support all the people who are suffering in this world, the Afghan people, the Yemeni people, you know, people in Egypt, in Syria, and people in Africa, you know, everywhere in the world there's people suffering. And we're not doing much about it. We just say, oh, yeah, it's a bad thing, you know. But, and then we sat on our houses, you know, watching TV nice and warm, you know, while everybody else. Instead of saying, yes, no, I'm not saying go, get up there, you know, and go and march in the streets, you know, but at least have a belief that these people, they are suffering. People go, oh, no, they started it. You know, like they do with the, it's like, when you know, when the white colonists, you know, invaded the United States, you know, do you think the Indians asked for it? You think the natives asked for it? You think the natives said, oh, yeah, we want all these white colonizers from Europe to come over here, you know, and start a new law, take our land, and then we fight them back, you know, and then we have a war, you know, because we're bored here, you know. No, of course not. Of course nobody wants invaders in their land or their homes. No one. What do you do if you get a burglar coming into your house? You call the police, yeah? Or you defend yourself. Exactly. You know what I mean? If somebody is trying to steal your car, what do? You call the police, you defend yourself. Uh-huh, there you are. If somebody is trying to take your dog, you know, you defend the dog and you protect your what's yours. Right, think about Palestine. Think about the Zionists, the settlers who have been coming from the United States to settle down on Palestinian land that was robbed, that was taken from them. They were kicked out of their homes in order to give that house, that territory, that land to somebody who used to live in New York. What's that about? You know, is that humanity? No, that's bullying, that's Zionism, and that's cruelty and malice. That is malice, my friends. Let's play some music, and then we're going to go into a bit more cheerful music themes, I should say. Here we go on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Me ha escrito más de mil veces. Él repito siempre que mientras salgue, no ponga muerte sobre esta tierra. Pinta fábrica en armas para la guerra. Yo pisaré estos campos sobreviviendo. Sobreviviendo, tristes y errantes hombres, sobreviviendo. Hace tiempo, y eso que yo reía como un jilguero. Tengo cierta memoria que me lastima, y no puedo olvidarme lo de Hiroshima. ¡Cuánta tragedia! Del mes de enero ando por este mundo sobreviviendo.
Fuera Maradona, saldría Mundiovisión, La vida es una tómbola de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola, y arriba y arriba. La vida es una tómbola de noche y de día. La vida es una tómbola.
Ponme atención.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I've got 6 minutes left. And I want to thank Alexandra, I want to thank Manolo, I want to thank Roberto, I want to thank Carlos, I want to thank Kido, I want to thank... Oh, my God. I want to thank everyone in general because you guys made me feel good, man, by doing a show for you guys and playing some beautiful music for you. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with a song that you're going to see what it was. This is a bit of a salsa song, you know. This is Hector Lavoe. Beautiful guy. And I'm talking like Donald Trump, you know. It's a beautiful music by a beautiful guy from beautiful Latin America, a beautiful country that he comes from, Puerto Rico. And his song is the most beautiful song ever heard in the world. This doesn't sound ridiculous, okay? Well, now that's what the Mr. Leader of the supposed to be most powerful country in the world sounds like, you know. Sounds beautiful music, beautiful sound. I'll be back with beautiful Latino dance. Okay, brothers and sisters, love one another and free Palestine.
Cuidado que por ahí vienen los anormales. Oigan mi gente, lo más grande de este mundo siempre me hacen sentir un orgullo profundo. Lo llamé, no me preguntaron dónde, orgullo tengo de ustedes, mi gente siempre responde. Vinieron todos para oírme guarachar, pero como soy ustedes, yo lo invitaré a cantar. Vinieron todos ahí para oírme guarachar, pero como soy ustedes, yo lo invitaré a gozar. Conmigo sí van a bailar, yo lo invitaré a cantar. Conmigo sí, ¡epa! ¡Esa va!
¡Que cante mi gente! ¡Que cante mi gente!
¡Ay, que cante mi gente!
¡Que cante mi gente!
¡Ahora que yo estoy presente!
¡Que cante mi gente!
¡Díganme lo que tienen que decir!
¡Que cante mi gente!
¡Que yo canto como el coquí! Y para todo el mundo y mi gente. Ay, qué rico está mamá y ten para gozar. Y aquí está un buen que lo que le voy a dar. Ahora yo quiero que todo el mundo aquí cante con nosotros. El que no cante es porque tiene bad breath. ¡Anda! Y el coro dice: las cucarachas que suelten el colchón y se metan a vacilón. ¿Dónde van? No se oye nada, pero que más duro, ¿qué pasa? ¡Que se oiga!